This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This is certainly one of the busiest media weeks that I've had in a long time. It is crazy what's going on out there. And who is this Tubin guy? What's up with this guy? Let me tell you, all I did was tweet about the Kavanaugh accusers, and I tweeted that they were lying skanks, and I think most people agree with me. And I lose my job at Fox, and this guy Tubin, I mean, I don't even know who he is, but he's apparently got a history of doing bad things, and he gets caught on camera choking the chicken, and they just, what, suspended him? Welcome, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. I've seen him on TV a few times, and all I can say is, wow, what the left are willing to tolerate. Is that white privilege? Can somebody help a brother out? Let me know, please. 844-551-8255. Chime in and tell me, is that white privilege where you get to do something so lascivious on camera? And yeah, I think he's keeping his job. They're putting him on, you know, probation or whatever, just like they did with Ed Henry at Fox. When old Ed got caught with strippers and a host of other things. And they put him on the back shelf for a while. Then he started hosting Fox and Friends again. And because he gave a kidney or something or a piece of his liver to his sister. And then suddenly he was back. Maybe that's what I should have done. I should have given my appendix to somebody. And when I got fired, they said, reprehensible. My comments were reprehensible. And I questioned, well, is Jesse Waters screwing around with one of his producers while he's married? Is that reprehensible? Is Ed Henry messing around with strippers while he's married reprehensible? I don't want to throw Charles Payne on the chopping block here, but Charles' wife had brain cancer or something. He was messing around with the woman, and you call what I did reprehensible? Shame on you, Fox News. No wonder nobody's watching you anymore. And the rest of the media is no different. They're liars. They should why don't they just say what they are? They're opinion places. That's what we are. We're an opinion place. I can tell you, you know, look, everybody's got their dirt. But I'll just tell you, admit it. You know, Fox News can't try to be holier than thou. Whoever Tubin works for, I don't know who it was, CBS, one of the enemy networks. Should there be enemy media? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, but I think this guy is insane. I think, you know why this story is interesting to me? Because it's a signal of leftism in general. See, what they represent when they're in front of the TV and they're all, ooh, 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 like Ed Henry and Jesse Waters, who still has his job. He's a prominent fixture at Fox. Charles is. And look, I don't decry them anything. I'm not jealous of them for them keeping their jobs. But I think it's a double standard. And I think that when you recognize that, you should call it out. Sometimes we do it, don't we? We have a double standard. Well, I mean, yeah, it's not good. It means you're wearing masks. It means you're not trying to be upfront about who you are. Don't misunderstand me. There should be things that are not the public's business. But you should be living your life in such a way that, you know, you either say, look, I got to, as we say in the vernacular, handle my scandal. You got to own it. You should be living your life in a way that you're willing to own it. Anyway, this virtual learning, wow, it's revealing a lot. I'll tell you that. I'm learning a lot about how leftists behave behind the scenes, aren't you? There have been multiples of these things where teachers are doing these virtual learnings and you got parents run around butt naked. We show we had one of those. You can't see it on the radio, but I'm just it's funny. And then I've seen others. And, you know, and there's an explosion of these cameras now in people's houses. These, you know, we have them all over the house. I mean, you can't, you don't want to come into my house. It's Fort friggin' Knox up in here. I mean, and they automatically come on. They're in the backyard, in the front, because they're all cheap to get now. You can just mount them up, boop, they come to your computer over the cloud. Everybody's got Brinks in their house, but let me tell you, a lot of stuff ends up on there. And so you add to that this virtual thing, and wow. Imagine what these people do behind the scenes in regular life. I mean, this is tubing. Tubing is it. Why am I focused on this? You may be asking yourself. Kevin, there's a ton of other stuff to talk about. We got the debate tonight. We got Donald Trump walking out on Leslie Stahl. We got the majority of Americans saying they want to confirm Amy Coney, what's-her-face, Barrett. Obama's campaigning. We got massive censorship. What's the big deal about this subject? The big deal is this is leftism. Tubin is not, this is not about Tubin. That's like saying Hunter Biden's story is about Hunter Biden. Nobody cares about that crackhead. What Hunter Biden's story is about Democrats and the level of corruption that they're willing to go. What they're willing to hide from you. How much they're willing to hide. We'll cover that. And I promise you, when you just look at the Hunter Biden story for common sense, it blows your mind. Look, I'm gonna tell you things about Hunter Biden that you're gonna go, wow. You're gonna go, Kevin, you're amazing, man. I'm gonna go, guys, this is common sense. Nothing new here, nothing spectacular. The only thing is you step back out of it for a bit, and then you figure out, you go, whoa, that doesn't make sense. I'm gonna blow your mind today with just some regular stuff. But back to old tubing, huh? Don't you, I mean, if we knew what these people were doing in their regular lives, I'm going to tell you, most of them would get arrested. They would get arrested. They shoplift. They're like, what's her name? Ryder? What's that girl's name? Winona Ryder? Got all that money, Hollywood, big time, and shoplifts. I don't know, for sport, for fun? What do you think these Hollywoodo producers would do, and these girls that pretend that they're part of the Me Too movement? You, if you followed those chicks around, you would go, man, you would blow up the Me Too movement. Forget Rich Housewives of whatever. The reality show of the average Democrat politician walking around, it would blow, man, it would be the highest rated reality show in history. It would blow even The Apprentice out of the water. And right now, let me tell you, it is sweeps week. For these leftists, Democrats have too many problems to cover up. They cannot do it. And Tubin is just a symptom of it. Hunter Biden is just a symptom of it all. The debate coverage. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats don't want you to know who they are. Because the more you find out about them, the more you won't like them. That's because they are the Tubans of the world. They think they're off camera, so they'll do something, you know, lewd, debaucherous. But when they're on camera, it's a different thing. The Hunter Bidens of the world, the Joe Bidens of the world, what they do behind the scenes, the orchestration. And then they come before the camera and they go, no, we're good people. Yeah, we're good. No, don't believe the hype. It's a smear campaign. Tubin caught on camera. You know, I don't know. And again, I don't care what he's doing, but it's a smear campaign. They hacked my Twitter. And then what do you find out? Nope, this is who they are. Epstein, I didn't do it. I did not have sexual relations with that girl, with that woman. Hollywood pretends Oh, no, there's no pedophilia here. There's no taking advantage of young women here. No, we're all proud of the Me Too movement, and we want to save the climate and save the spotted owl and the little baby seals and everything else. Liars. Two-faced liars. They got to show you a false front. That's why they virtue signal all the time. We got to help black people. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. You really think Black Lives Matter to those Hollywood freaks, the Tubans, do you? You think Black Lives Matter to Hunter Biden? How many crackheads could Hunter have taken to Ukraine and gotten some deals for? You know he knows some.
Shoot.
Here's what I will tell you. If you feel the need to virtue signal, it's because you feel like a fraud, or you haven't really paid attention to your Bible and your God who says, hey, forget the ego. What's with the ego? Does it mean you demean yourself? You lower yourself? No, you can be a little self-deprecating from time to time, but I do it all the time. But I'll tell you this, I have a healthy ego. I mean, look at me. Oh, you gotta love them, producers. You gotta love them because they keep you with a sense of yourself. But look. There are many things in my life that I've done and I'm proud of. And there are many things that I've done in my life that I'm not proud of. But you're never gonna make me feel like, oh, you piece of crap. And then I got a virtue signal. Well, look at everything that I've done. Look at all the black people that I've saved. Look, we have been involved. But through Melissa and me or other folks, family members, certainly through our organization, and doing some wonderful things for people. I was at Hillsdale College meeting with Dr. Arne, and he's telling me, so, you know, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about what you want to achieve and all this, and what have you done, you know? And I was sitting there like, well, I've done this, I've done that, And it's an impressive resume of stuff. Getting over 1,000 kids, their forever family. If there's any one thing that when I go to the pearly gates and God says, Kevin, what'd you do? I'm going to go, well, God, you know what I did. I mean, come on, man. But I'll say to him, hey, Lord, the thing I'm most proud of is I got 1,000 kids who are like me and my brother, forever families. And I think that it probably changed their lives. You know what it did. I don't know, but. Can I see? You know, is there a book of life that I can see what impact I've had on some of those folks? Some of those kids? That's the thing I'm most proud of, but I'm not going to go around and go, oh, we helped the poor little black and brown kids. We helped a lot of kids. 72% of them were black. And then there was an assortment of Latinos. And an assortment of white kids. But you know what? I don't care. They all needed, I don't care about their colors. They all needed good families. They were in foster care. Foster care stinks. But here's my point. That you got to run around talking about, I did this to the kids. I did this to the kids. Kids. Sorry, man. It means you got problems. You do stuff because your heart's in it. I can't tell you how many times I've cried over those kids. Yeah, I'm a tough dude. But you see the stuff that these kids go through, and it just breaks your heart. And I can't even tell the story sometimes without going into tears, because they're just amazing. Anyway, don't get mad at me for this, folks. The truth is, if you live your life on your own terms and own up to who you are, you don't need to tell people how wonderful you are. And that's what the Democrats, we're so great, look at what we do. I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. Because what, you're so much better? Oh, you accept the gays. Yeah, guess what, so do conservatives. We may not accept the lifestyle. Love the sinner, hate the sin. We may not accept the lifestyle, but we love us some gay people. We do. And we love to talk like them and act like them and do this kind of stuff, man. We love us some gay people. They make really good entertainers. They do. Come on now. Stop it, heteros. You know the homosexual crowd are very flamboyant, not only in life, but in theater. They love the theater. And if you watch any of these cooking shows or fashion shows or, geez, builder shows or whatever, it's loaded with gays. Who cares? I don't care. But they got a virtue signal. We care more about gay people than you. No, you don't. Because you know why? We conservatives care more about human beings than anybody else. And you know what we do? We overlook all of those things that you're talking about. We overlook their LGBTQ. We overlook their blackness. We overlook their religion, their Wiccans, or whatever they may be. We overlook it all because we don't care. We love them as human beings. We don't have to agree with everything they do. Do you agree with everything anybody does? Be honest. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, man. Of course you don't. That would make for a boring life. Oh, by the way, there was a, and we got a ton to talk about. I don't even know why I'm off on a tangent right now, but this is a good tangent. They did a study and they found out that husbands and wives that like get along, go along to get along, those marriages end up in divorce. It's when you're contentious. It's when you go, I don't agree with that, babe. I don't like that color paint. You're not just getting rolled over. I would have picked a different tile or whatever. You don't have to have the same hobbies and stuff. I saw a thing. It was a TEDx because I've been studying TEDx's because we're doing KevX's or Kev Talks. And this lady was doing the mathematics of relationships, and it was a good session. It really was. And the woman was cute. You know, she wasn't too bad to look at, so it made you watch it a little longer, guys, in case you're interested. But, yeah, so it was an interesting thing, but I was just looking at the format and how they did it. That's what intrigued me. Anyway, we're talking about Democrat frauds. We got the second debate coming up. We got the president who walked out, rightfully so, on Leslie Stahl. Just Leslie Stahl, another one of these hack journalists that has credibility for what? Oh, she really knows how to ask the right questions, the tough questions. You know what? I've gone back and looked at in my life. All the times people told me, oh, this person is amazing. And you look at him and you go, they got writers writing this crap. All Leslie Stahl was a cute lady that had credentialized herself and they made her into a superstar. Somebody decided she was going to be a superstar. Probably Harvey Weinstein did it, is what I would guess. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All 12 Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination Thursday. Next is the full Senate confirmation vote on Monday, the final process for ACB to become a member of the United States Supreme Court. Democrats were told by Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to boycott the hearing, leaving no one to oppose the nomination. Schumer was hoping to prevent the committee from establishing a quorum. The boycott was unsuccessful at stalling the federal judge's confirmation to the High Court. The Hunter Biden laptop with scandalous emails enlightening Americans to the Biden's business dealings with Communist China, the Ukraine, Russia, and more have been validated by another source. Former business partner of Hunter Biden confirms the emails are authentic. Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski says, quote, "I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew with concern with what I saw," end quote. USA Radio News. The final presidential debate will be tonight in Nashville. The big question, since mainstream media is ignoring the story, will President Trump bring up the Hunter Biden laptop and his scandalous emails? White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News, yes.
I do think we are going to, whether it's asked or he has the opportunity to bring it up, he's going to get into this issue of Hunter Biden. The American people need to know if the Biden family in any way is beholden to China. I mean, this is our biggest geopolitical adversary. And the fact that most of the mainstream media is just refusing to cover this story is gravely concerning, but the president's willing to bring it up himself if necessary.
The Tampa Bay Rays, Los Angeles Dodgers World Series Game 3 is Friday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the first World Series neutral site since World War II. The series is tied at one apiece after Brandon Lowe hit two opposite field home runs in the Rays' 6-4 win Wednesday. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats so weak they gotta cheat. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. I hope you tell people about the show. Hope you tell them about my YouTube channel. I was looking. I got one of my buddies, Steven Crowder's got 4.8 million people on YouTube. Dude is a multimillionaire now because of that. And YouTube took my channel down years ago. I don't know where we'd be, but we'd be up there. So I'm hopeful that you people will check it out because we are. Well, if you like what I do here, you're going to like seeing my gorgeous face on YouTube doing a lot of the same, except maybe digging a little deeper, giving you a few more things to think about. So look for Kev Talks, K-E-V Talks, or Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, whatever. And you, hopefully you'll find it. So, yeah. And we'll start doing, I'm going to, you know, start interviewing a lot of other people. We'll get some, interesting folks, not just me, interesting people. and let you know what's going on. And we're going to blow it up. I mean, it's time that we just start really taking advantage of these social media platforms. And YouTube should be ashamed of itself for taking me off. I didn't do anything wrong. Anyway, I want to talk about this debate. It's coming up tonight. Democrats have done all they can to put things in Biden's favor. I mean, everything. Just think about it. If we were having to do the type of stuff that they do for Biden, for Trump, it's laughable when you think about it. It's like, you know, the guy can't walk and you put him up, you know, on crutches like they did with FDR because they don't want people to know he's crippled. So they do everything they can to keep you from knowing that Biden's brain is crippled, as an example. They don't want no interviews. Who goes on media lockdown for a few days? As the critical story about his son breaks, Joe Biden says, "I'm not doing any interviews." And he'll come out and spout out, "It's a smear campaign." And then he disappears. He skulks away. Not taking any questions. Donald Trump, man, into the belly of the beast. And I'll get more into that in just a second. But look at what they've done to put this in Biden's favor. Oh, we won't let them interrupt and we're going to do this or that. They don't want an exchange between Trump and Biden. I'll get to that in just a second. But look at the moderators. It's Fox News. Oh, that's pro-Trump. Who do they get? They get Chris Wallace. They didn't get Sean Hannity. They get Chris Wallace. A Democrat. A guy who pretty much, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I bet he votes for Biden. And how does Chris Wallace do? Well, he screws the pooch. That's our pride. Blah, 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 blah. It was Donald Trump versus Biden and Wallace. And that's the only way you could watch that debate. Now the next one they get, Kristen Welker or somebody like that. Is that right? The new moderator is Kristen Welker, I think. What does she do? Deletes her tweets. All her tweets. Most of her other social media stuff. Because she doesn't want you to know she's anti-Trump. She's pro-Biden. Yet, she's the moderator. Moderator, the root word being moderate. Keeping it balanced so people get to, you know, really see both sides of the issue. Do you think media cares about both sides of the issue? But here's what's interesting. Donald Trump says, oh, you're going to do Chris Wallace? No problem. He's a lefty. Let's debate. Oh, you got Kristen Welker? Thank you, debate commission. No Sean Hannity, no Tucker Carlson. Yeah, no problem. I'll come in and I'll debate you again with somebody who's anti-Trump, pro-Biden, moderator, and I'll kick your butt. Trump has already said, hey guys, if you want to believe this media, I will show you what they are. I'm going to go in front of them. You can watch for yourself and then see how they treat me after the fact. Do you need enough examples? Ukraine, Russian collusion. He's racist. When you got the guy that says, you ain't black unless you vote for me, you silly Negroes. Accuses a dude who dare ask him about his cognitive ability and taking a drug test. Will you take a drug test for cocaine, black man? What you on? You on crack? And I could go on. And then people go, well, Biden was a racist in his past, but he's overcome that. What? Since when? You ain't black? Huh? Since when? How you doing? No, you ain't doing that well, black man. Let me tell you how you doing, Charlemagne the God. Going to the black parts of his town, lecturing black men on it's okay to wear a condom and telling black women it's okay to say no. He's accusing black men of being rapists who don't wear condoms and spread disease, and black women of not having enough sense to be able to tell a dude, you better get away from me. Yeah. He's really in touch with everybody, right? So, president goes on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, and he walks out and he says, hey, I'll show the video of why I walked out. I will kill the broadcast. Rachel Maddow, hey, you want to see my taxes? Paid a lot of money. Leslie Stahl, I'll show this beforehand. The president knows the media is never going to be our friends. And you know why he goes into the belly of the beast? Because he's going to take the fight to him. Look, I've been all over this country, crisscrossing it, talking to some of the most famous Republicans out, famous conservatives, educators. And I'm telling them all the same thing. If you're not going to be willing to fight for your rights, somebody will take them from you. The president says, I'll fight Chris Wallace. Yeah, he compared him to his father, Mike, when he criticized him for that debate. Then we got to get to today's show, Savannah Guthrie. Remember that town hall? Trump called her a Joe Biden surrogate. These people aren't really tackling the issues and saying, President Trump, let's give you credit where credit is due. We have some issues with you, but let's give you credit where credit is due. If I were to interview Barack Obama, I would look for that. I wouldn't be like, you know, hey, let's just crush you. I would say, you know, look, I think you really did think that Obamacare was going to do some good. I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to believe that you thought it was. But you got to admit, this was crazy. I mean, I would say defend it. Defend it. Here are the numbers. Here's what happened. I know people that were afraid to use. Well, you know, there were some of the people were afraid to use. I mean, I'll admit that. Some of them committed suicide. You know, I know. A lot of people just refused to go to the doctor, couldn't afford it. I understand. I don't think he'd say that. But you get what I'm saying? I would approach it as, look, defend it. Come on, here's the record. Do you think Savannah Guthrie did that? By the way, Stephanopoulos interviews Joe Biden during the break of the biggest story in creation, which is the Hunter Biden thing right now, because it impacts all the other scandals of the Obama administration. Obama letting his VP put his crackhead son in charge of America's foreign policy and put it for sale, which is what they did for everything. green energy. If we go back and look at all the ruses and the things in these payoffs, man, these people would be in prison or worse. What about, who some of these other journalists, Jake Tapper and Cuomo and all these other people, do you think they're really, I mean, Donald Trump has been so smart to just defuse and defang them. But here's the problem with the debate. Despite Kristen Welker, who the president called terrible and unfair, because she is. Now, I already explained she deleted her. It was like Blasey Ford. Let's clean up her record so nobody knows that she really is a lying skank. Too late. Already knew. By the way, where is she? Anybody checked on her in a while? The Democrats have a major problem going into the debate and going into the election. It's summed up in one word, Biden. Their candidate. He is awash in controversy. His campaign commercials cater to the red meat leftist crowd who are buying the lies. But let me tell you, the other people watching and paying attention to what Trump is doing versus Biden are not buying this stuff. And I'm gonna prove it to you. You are here because you want proof. You're not here because you like hearing my sexy voice and conjuring up your own imagery of how beautiful I am. You're not here for that. You're here for something else. Completely, I assure you. Oh, man. What Biden wants us to believe is the economy sucks and he could do better. After 47 years of doing nothing. And oh, that's not playing too well for Joe Biden. Because Trump goes, if he could do better, why didn't he? And black folks are, let me tell you, they won't admit this. They are sick and tired of a white dude that could be Barack Obama's granddaddy going around taking credit for what they think are Barack Obama's moves. Whether you like his moves or you don't, there are black people sick of Biden always bringing up Barack Obama. They're tired. Barack and I. They don't like it. And I'm talking about these hardcore lefties. They won't tell you, but they don't like if this white boy's up always talking about it. Like, man, I'm hanging out with Barack Obama. That's for Jay-Z and B, man. That ain't for Biden. Biden can do okay giving stump speeches and talking points, but when he's confronted, he's going to blow it. And Trump is ready in every way, at the ready to respond. No teleprompter needed, no brain dysfunction. Wait and see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to talk about soon-to-be Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Before I get into that, I want to finish up on this little bit of stuff we were talking about with the media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So Donald Trump's done a great job of mitigating the media, putting them in their place. Essentially, riding the ship of the media, giving them a chance to say, look, let's get things back to where it was. Let's be fair. Let's just let you. Here's the topic. Here's what happened today. You make up your mind. That is what good teaching does. So I can put it into martial arts terms. There's a point where you must learn. You have to learn how to think. And you teach people that. And I'll use martial arts as an example. Going up to the point of your black belt, your instructor just pretty much says, here's the way it is. And what's funny about it is you're not technically learning then. I know that sounds weird, but you're not. Because I remember when I said to my instructor, man, I can't wait to be a black belt. Because he and me, I'll be done. You know, and I remember him going, he looked at me. He goes, are you out of your mind? He goes, that's when you start learning. And I remember going, what? He was like, yeah. He goes, everything leading up to this are the basics. You haven't officially started learning until you get to your black belt. And I didn't know what it meant. I was like, oh, man, I was going to be a junior black belt. I was like, whatever. And then I got there. And then I figured out all the stuff that I didn't know. All I had a bunch of basics down. I knew that I had the mentality and all the other stuff. And I had the skill set. But what I didn't have was I didn't morph it into what was going to become my version of martial arts. My body. My awareness. We're all different. And so you're going to interpret the world differently. When you go to another dojo and fight, you're going to have a whole different experience than somebody who has maybe better flexibility, has more strength, maybe is a little quicker, whatever. You're going to start learning. And he was 1,000% right. I started learning more after the fact. And so the president has essentially said to us, here, I'm going to expose this to you. Now is your turn to go learn. Now you are black belts. You've trained for 4 years and you're black belts. And I'm going to put myself in front of this media and I'm going to let you figure out how you want to fight that battle. Because it's no longer like it used to be. This Reuters correspondent, Jeff Mason, he gets pushed back from the president, and the president, he called Biden a criminal. And the president said, let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal, and the media, for not reporting it. Wow. That is powerful coming from the president of the United States, calling the media out. And they push back all the time. Remember, they had a whole campaign. How dare he? He can impugn the reputation of the media. And he said the same thing about the FBI. And let me tell you something. I'm going to speak for you. You don't trust the FBI, nor do you trust the media, because you are smart. And you figured it out. So now we got some bad signs. For the leftists, bad signs. You got people eventually now having to follow this drip campaign about Hunter Biden. It's only going to get worse. I'm going to trust me, today you will be convinced that Donald Trump is going to get more votes than any other president in history. I will convince you of it. Trust me. But here's another sign. Amy Coney Barrett. Now, the left wanted to build up all this controversy. How dare they do this? How dare they try to get her in? They didn't do that with Merrick Garland. How dare they? These are not fair. The rules have changed. We'll take off the gloves. We'll stack the courts if they do this or that. And I'm laughing at myself going, man, you bunch of little precocious, spoiled, whiny kids. You ain't stacking the court because you're not going to get to. You're not going to get to. America's on to you, and we're going to be on to you for some time. And the next generation of kids, I'm telling you, coming up, they're going to have a whole different way of looking at things. Oh, I know there's some out there doing crazy stuff. I think I told you guys one of my friends said that she and her husband went to go vote, and there was a guy, somebody stealing Trump signs. Just going along, stealing all the Trump signs. He can steal every Trump sign in the country. Do you think that's going to stop you from voting? How many Trump, raise your hand out there in radio land if you need a sign to remind you to vote for President Trump. I tell you what, do this. Replace all the Trump signs with Biden signs and tell me that suddenly there's enthusiasm for Biden. I've already told you guys, the majority of Biden signs are put up by Biden people. They're not people asking, can I put the sign up? They're being placed there. And they hope the other person will leave it. Trump signs are put up by people that love Donald Trump. I can tell you, because I know some of them that have put the signs up, and they are zealots. I was traveling through Michigan. Yeah. Flew into Detroit. And then went out to the countryside because I was going to Hillsdale College. And which, by the way, I didn't even know Hillsdale was one of the colleges that recognized Frederick Douglass. I sat in the same room as Frederick Douglass did, whatever, 100 plus years ago. Talk about feeling honored. Invited to that college to go places where iconic blacks went to give speeches. Frederick Douglass. They said, Kevin, we would need to have you back here to give a speech. I got teared up a little bit, really. Because what an honor. Anyway, I'm telling you guys, there's all these signs. I'm not talking about campaign signs. I'm talking about signs you need to recognize. And today's broadcast, you better put this one down and come back and get it and then go give it out to other people before the election. Get people out there knowing what we're doing here. But I'm telling you, the signs are not good for the Democrats. So Amy Coney Barrett, they said a new Gallup poll shows that a majority of Americans support the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Now, I want you to understand, this is with a full court press of the Democrats. We can't do that. This isn't fair. They shouldn't do it. Let the people decide. It was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish. I mean, they pulled out all the stumps because they wanted us to not. Oh, you can't. Please don't. Don't do that. You cannot do this. I already told you guys when Trump got elected, I said Trump would get. I said this. Go back and listen to my radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, from years ago. I said Donald Trump will get 3, possibly 4 Supreme Court justices. I said I knew he'd get 3. Possibly we get 4. And where are we? We're right there. So they said the majority of Americans want support the confirmation of her by a slim margin. Now, again, I want you to understand, all these polls are weighted to the left. And they still, they got Amy wanting to be there. So they said the poll released Tuesday morning revealed that 51% of participants said they are in favor of the president's latest high court nominee, with 46% opposed. 3% say they don't have an opinion on the matter, the lowest number since Gallup started taking polls on Supreme Court nominees. The poll was taken from September 30th, 4 days after President Trump nominated Barrett, to October 15th, the final day of her confirmation hearings. 51% is higher than both of Trump's previous nominees. Gorsuch received 45% support when he was nominated, and Justice Brett Kavanaugh garnered 41%. Now, I'm telling you, this is a sign, because what it's telling you is 51% of the people support the president and his nominee and his choices. And I'm telling you, folks, this is only, it's not even, it's still a weighted poll towards Democrats. 46% for the other direction. That's, if that were your presidential numbers, you'd probably be cool with that, right? I wouldn't be, because I think Trump's at least 58-59%. And if the news reported things correctly, Donald Trump would be in the 70%. He'd be one of the favorite presidents ever. But as you're putting all this stuff in perspective with Amy Barrett, Coney Barrett and others, just remember, Trump was the president who limped into the presidency. They said he had the lowest numbers ever. He limped in. You think he's limping now? As you contemplate this stuff, because I'm giving you these numbers, I wanted you to understand, you can look at this as a sign of Trump's popularity. They are beating up on Amy Barrett. Oh, she's Catholic. She loves her religion. How dare she? And everything they've done. And the polls are still saying, nah, people still want her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.